the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. Alice easily recognised the March Hare's house when she came to it. The chimneys were shaped like ears, and the roof was covered with fur. At a table in front of the house, the March Hare and the Hatter were having tea. The Dormouse was sitting between them. It was asleep, and the other two were using it as a cushion, resting their elbows on it and talking over its head. The table was a large one, but the three were all crowded into one corner. With a quick look around the Cantor Plain, Atsugi's Teen Centre has a birthday party for July birthdays. That's happening Friday at 6. As well as Atsugi's Teen Centre having a Mount Fuji climbing trip on Saturday. There is a fee. Call for more information. Atsugi's Corner Pocket has a sing-chick.
Yeah? Is this the Payne residence?
Who wants to know?
Max Payne, is that you?
Who is this?
I hope you like our little calling card.
Why, you k-chuck. Hello? Hello? It was then that I heard the baby crying. Michelle! Bang, bang, bang! Three gunshots.
No! No! Michelle!
Hey, it's Payne.
What have you done to Michelle?
So, you come to watch the party, huh, Payne, you motherfucker? Brace yourself. This is gonna hurt.
I met a man whose name was Bob, and he was from Montana in the USA. He said he had a farm, and on this farm he grew kamut. I said, what did you say? He said he grew kamut according to organic methods, which kept the soil pure, avoiding agricultural insecticides and synthetic chemical manure. I said I thought I'd heard the word before, and to confirm it, I said again kamut, then snap my fingers, slap my brow, a sudden inspiration. Of course it was a fruit. Bob smiled and shook his head. It wasn't a papaya or plum, a lemon or a lime. Well, if it's not a fruit, I count, and surely it's a nut then. Like pecan or like pine, he chuckled, shook his head again. I said, okay, in that case,